Now we're going to talk to Dick White, and Dick is the Cork Area Marketing and Fundraising Executive. Good morning, Dick.
Hello, Anne. How are you? Good morning to you.
How are you this morning?
I'm grand. It's nice and wintry and wet.
It is. It's wet. It is. But you know what? We didn't do too bad.
We didn't. We had a gorgeous day yesterday. I'm sure we've had a great summer.
We had. And you know, I just read there somewhere that that hurricane has been downgraded a little bit. So, you know, we're doing all right.
That's good.
And you know, this bad weather, really, you're talking about the fundraiser for Focus Ireland. You're talking about people sleeping on the streets, and this weather is not good for them.
Not at all, Anne. No, not at all. I suppose it brings home and it puts into sharp focus just how difficult life is for people, do you know?
Yes.
We are on the 18th of October. We are having our Shine a Light night. It's a real effort to put a national focus on the issue of homelessness and on the dire circumstances that people have found themselves in because have fallen into homelessness.
Falling into homelessness for many, many different reasons, sometimes not through any real fault of their own at all.
Yeah, well, I would say, being honest, I'd say it's of no fault at all at any stage, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just that different people have different coping skills.
Right, yes.
And events happen to some people which are just too much.
Yes.
Amount of us. But listen, it can be as simple as the breakdown in a relationship.
Yes, yes.
It can be as simple as losing your job.
Right.
And then you spiral very quickly sometimes into homelessness because of lack of money, lack of housing.
Yes.
And just events take over. And it's a very quick entry into homelessness for some people and very dangerous for themselves and their families.
Because they would have had, probably for a lot of them, it would be totally alien to them. Do you know, they might have had a very good lifestyle. As you say, a breakup of a marriage or loss of a home through a job loss.
Yes.
And they just find themselves on the street and probably have no one to turn to, number one, or maybe feel that they can't turn to someone, do you know?
Yes, well I think people's networks are, I suppose, in many ways, the people's personal networks can be a little loose.
Right.
We don't all have big families we can engage with.
Yes.
And, families with money and all the rest of it.
Yes.
And people would find it difficult to secure alternative accommodation, ask for help, ask for support.
Yes.
And even when they do ask, I mean to say, we are in the middle of an accommodation crisis. We don't have enough houses for our people.
Yes.
That's the reality of it.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like you just cannot find an alternative at times, you know. On a nightly basis in Cork, we would have 408, 409 people would be considered homeless.
That is terrible.
It is.
That is just horrific, really, when you think about it.
I mean, as I say, we're, you know, we're in a Western European democracy, 21st century, and we don't have the facility to house all our people, you know. We have families who are in hotel rooms and B&Bs, no guarantee, needless to say, where they'll be
tomorrow
night. And, whatever. And can you imagine getting a little youngster up off out to school, and then that's from one centre, whether it is a B&B or a hotel, whatever it is, or a hub or whatever, and then no guarantee that that's where you'll be spending
tomorrow
night.
And like, it's hard enough for adults, but it's very disruptive. It's not setting a great base for children.
No, it isn't. It really isn't. And I mean, the damage that we do to our young people by having that uncertainty in their lives, by having the difficulty of just not being sure of where they might be, where they'll be for their next...
Exactly, and it gives them straight away a disadvantage when they go into school because it kind of pulls them back because they know they haven't got a home like the other little girls and boys and...
Absolutely.
You know, it kind of brings them down a little bit before they even start.
It does add. It does. Yes. And I suppose our Shine a Light night, which we're doing on, we're doing nationally, but here in Cork, we're doing it on Spike Island, which is fantastic.
Oh, very good.
Our Shine a Light night is to shine a light on the issue of homelessness.
Yes. Do you think, how did you decide to pick Spike Island, mind me asking?
Well, I'll tell you now, I suppose when you'll be looking at venues and places, Spike has a history
yes.
which resonates very much with the sector of the population that we deal with.
Yes.
As John Crotty, a fabulous manager there on Spike, will tell you, that in the 1850s, people were lifted off the streets of Cork and off the streets of Ireland and sent to Spike Island for 7 years for vagrancy.
Oh, my goodness.
Vagrancy.
Really?
That's true.
Now, I was just saying to myself here that I think you're really taking it out of the eyes of people. I can't get the word now, it's gone from me. To put it on Spike Island, the people didn't in front of people's faces on that night that you're on the streets in Cork. But I see now where you're coming from. They were actually put there for vagrancy.
They were put there for vagrancy. And vagrancy is another word for homelessness.
Yes.
Okay, we don't send people to prison today, but we do isolate people. We do send people to Coventry in some way. When we see somebody and we don't catch their eyes, when
yes.
they say hello, that is in its way, its own way, a way of being of being sent, being isolated.
Yes.
And the sense of that people are giving up one night to actually go over onto Spike for one night and they're leaving the country, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So it resonates with the fact that it's a challenge that you're being put out there. You have no way back. You have to come, you know what I mean? You can't.
Yes. Okay. You can't decide 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm going home.
I'm heading on home.
Yeah.
Do it. So we're there for the night. So it links in historically. It links in with the whole sense of isolation.
Yes.
It links in with the challenge of being homeless.
Yes.
You know,
which I'm sure, like there's no way any of us can even realise what it's like.
No, I think that's it, and I think that's why I think our sleep out on Spike is a great way of putting it into a very sharp focus.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, I've done a bit of camping in my day when I was young.
Yes.
And like, I suddenly now it's just dawned on me, like, that hour at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning can be the coldest
yeah.
hour. And that's nothing because you're inside the tent in a sleeping bag and you're all very cosy in one way.
We have no tents. We'll be sleeping
yeah.
out. We'll have sleeping bags. We'll have a bit of plastic, a bit of copper, a bit of copper.
Yeah.
But I will be out in the open. We'll take on yeah. whatever elements come our way.
Yes.
And we're heartened by the support we're getting.
Great.
From the people of Cork and from the businesses of Cork, because primarily it's a business venture that we're trying to encourage businesses and communities to
yes.
together and come out. Now, we have a very limited number of spaces too, so
right.
it's not like we're going to have thousands of people out there. That's not our objective.
Right.
Our objective is to have a small, strong core group that can fundraise for us and also for that one night that on all the TVs, all the radio stations, the whole social media will be all about homelessness and what we need to do to tackle it.
To tackle it.
Come on. And to have solutions.
And to have solutions. And that is the thing. I mean, we have our own homeless and it's very important. And I'm just not going aside now, but I was just talking there about the open in Galway where they're protesting about a group of people of immigrants coming in and being put in the one place together, like they're not being integrated either, but we've got to tackle our own crowd. We're not even integrating our own people that are homeless. We're leaving them there.
Yes, and I think we have to remember that we need solutions, and
solutions.
We ourselves in Focus Ireland believe that we do have a solution for it. We do have our strategy of prevention in the first place, to stop people from falling into homelessness, to our advice and information service,
yes.
to our mediation service that we work with
yes.
people who are having difficulties. And if people do fall into homelessness, we then have a whole strategy in and around key workers, working with people, giving them the skills, giving them the supports to find accommodation again, to get back into the accommodation sector and take charge of their own lives and move on out.
And that is the hardest thing, really, isn't it? When you are made homeless, like somewhere you get a job, you have no address, You need an address and a lot of, you know, to go anywhere, to get anything.
You can really do nothing at the base to start from, and that is, and you need an address. You need somewhere to say, this is where I can be, this is where I can be, and this is where you can deal with all the issues that you might have then from that base, from that address.
Yes.
You know, as I say, we believe in Focus Ireland that we have the solution, that we have a solution for individual cases, and I think that's important to remember. Every single person deserves a home. Every single case is different.
Yes.
And we
I think that's very important too. You can't put them all under the one bush. Every case is different.
No, every case is different. And
yeah.
Provide a bespoke solution to individual cases,
yes.
individual families, and work with them. Now, to do that, we have to fundraise.
You need a lot of fundraising.
With every €4 of €10 we spend has to come from the business and community sector. We couldn't survive. We couldn't deliver our services here in Cork without that support. So that's why we're having the Shine a Light Night. That's why we're out on Spike Island on Friday the 18th.
How much do you hope to raise from us if it all goes well?
Nationally, we have a target of in excess of €1 million.
Wow, yes.
And down here in Cork, we want to make sure that Cork delivers its portion of that now.
Right.
You know, but that's why I suppose I have the opportunity now to ask people, if you are in business, if you are in community groups, you could even do a community sleep out in your own community.
Yes.
Your own community centre. There's that facility there, you know. But if you wanted to go to Spike, we do a limited space, but we are taking on new registrations. All they have to do is contact me. They can get me at dick.white@focusireland.ie.
Sorry, could you say that again, Dick?
It's dick.white@focusireland.ie. You can email me at that.
And White is W-H-I-T-E.
T-E, that's it.
Yeah, at Focus Ireland.
And our number here on the South Mall, we're 021 and it's 473646.
Sorry, Dick, could you repeat that again?
021.
Yes.
427-3646.
Yes. 3646.
Yes.
427-3646.
Yes.
021. That's for anyone who would like to go to Spike Island. Now,
or anybody who had an interest in doing something in their own communities and delivering a small project that they can do a sleep out, as I say, in the DA club, in the community centre, in whatever group that you're involved in.
Now, to take part on the Focus Ireland Shine a Light Night 2019, which is on Friday, October the 18th, you must raise €5,000 to sleep out for one night. Now, what I'd like to ask you, if there was someone doing the 5,000, right?
Yes.
And doing the charity and raising the money, and there is someone here listening to this radio would like to give something towards it?
Yes.
How would they do that?
Very simply, contact those now. Contact me here.
Yes.
And we'll get that organised.
Very good.
To make a donation for our Shine a Light Night, for our Spike Sleeper, contact the office, drop me an email, ring my number, and I get back to them and we get that organised. You can do it by cheque, you can do it by post, you can do it by a card payment.
Right.
Organise that later.
Very good, very good. Are you doing it yourself?
Yes, of course.
You are, of course. Yep. Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I see there last year you helped 500 families to escape homelessness.
Yes.
You know, and move into a home of their own. And 300 families, you helped them from losing their home, which I suppose is, as you said earlier, prevention is better than cure, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You can engage with people on an early enough stage, at a quick enough time, to try to solve the problem that has arisen, whether it is intervention with a landlord, to make sure that they get their that they have their housing applications in, that they have their bills paid, that they have sorted themselves out. You know, so, as I said, prevention is better than cure a lot of the times, because you can get in there quicker and then you don't have the issues that start to build up afterwards.
And it's put very simply here, and like, I mean, for people listening in to think of this, that's 800 families you've helped, and you've written here, whose lives have changed forever, who can now wake up on Sunday morning and cook breakfast together in their own kitchen.
That is it, Anne.
It's so simple.
It's such a simple thing to think.
Yeah.
I mean, you did it this morning.
Yeah.
I did it this morning. We'll do it again this morning.
Yeah.
All going well. But for some people, life isn't that easy. And yet, to do something as simple as that, to be able to go in and close your door, to cook your breakfast, to have
yes.
whether you can call home, that's all we're asking for. That's what we're asking the business people and the community to get involved with.
To come together and do it.
Right? And that's where we are. That's all. We're open for registrations.
How many years have you been doing this?
This is the ninth year of Shine a Light.
Ninth year.
So we're really happy that it has now taken off. It's become a real event in the calendar. And it's, as I say, it's one night to put a real, where we shine a light.
Shine a light on it and make people aware of it.
And make people aware of it.
And aware of it more than just... I mean, it's terrible to see people on the streets in Cork, and but to make people do something about it, really, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly.
We can all get into our car and drive home.
We do have solutions. The solutions are there. Do
you yes. But are the government listening to you?
Are the government listening?
Yeah. To you and your solutions. I know you're making the solutions yourself, and you're doing the best you can.
I think they hear.
Right.
But that's different to listening.
Right. Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I think that it. And I suppose that's the challenge then for ourselves, and a challenge for the wider community, to make sure that they actually do listen.
Yeah.
And that they do act.
Yes.
That's what we need.
And that's what we need. Listen, Dick, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. Just as I say, just to remind people, it's Friday night, the 18th of October. We're doing a sleepout on Spike. As I said, spaces are limited. We don't have just almost being thousands going over. That's not.
But there are spaces there. There are places
there. And if people can't make it to Spike, you could deliver a sleepout within your own community,
right.
In your own groups.
Yes.
I think that could be done or at work. And as I say, I'll talk to anybody. I've given you my contact details.
Yes.
You can email me or you can ring the office at the numbers that I've given.
It's dick.white at Focus Ireland. What's the end of it? I can get that.
At focusireland.ie.
That's dick.white at focusireland.ie. And the phone number is 021-427-3646 if you can help in any way at all.
That's it, Anne. That's it, exactly.
Thank you very much. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for taking the call.
Take care and the best of luck on Friday, the 18th of October.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you very much.